Lewis suddenly whispered. Someone was approaching. Drenched to the skin, they hid under the stoop to the front door as a tall Union Army captain in his 40s walked up the steps, rang the bell, and was admitted. Pinkerton climbed back on Lewis's and Bridgman's shoulders and saw the captain sitting ill at ease in Greenhow's parlor. Pinkerton recognized the infantry officer. He had met him several days earlier. The man commanded one of the city's provost marshal's stations. The detective never revealed his name, giving him later the pseudonym Captain Ellison. His identity remains a mystery. In a few moments, Greenhow entered the parlor and warmly greeted the officer, whose face lit up as he bowed from the waist. Pinkerton strained to listen as Greenhow and the man sat at a table talking in low voices. The officer pulled from the inner pocket of his coat what looked to Pinkerton like a map for fortifications and held it up to a gas lamp for Rose to see. The couple then left the parlor for an hour. Pinkerton assumed it was to make love and returned arm in arm. The captain left about 12:30, whispering goodnight and giving Rose what Pinkerton could hear was a kiss on the porch. Pinkerton left Lewis, Bridgman, and the others behind to watch the Greenhow home and, with one of his detectives, William Ascott, began following the captain in the rain still pouring down, Pinkerton scampering along in his stocking feet. But they followed the captain too closely to his garrison on Pennsylvania Avenue and 15th Street. Four guards with fixed bayonets there spotted the pair and arrested them. A half hour later, Pinkerton stood dripping wet, muddy, and shivering before Captain Ellison, who toyed with a pair of revolvers on the table in front of him, apparently thinking that would intimidate his stalker. "What is your name?" Ellison asked brusquely. "E.J. Allen," Pinkerton answered. "What is your business?" "I have nothing further to say," Pinkerton replied. "Very well," said the captain. "We will see what time will bring forth.